Bill Olson, Dakota County. You're up next.
I'm going to rock your world. I'm going to talk about changing the definition of a unique well number. Because there was a great idea back in, I guess, the 70s to assign unique well numbers, which would be one well gets one number. One number, one well. And why is this a great idea? Because we need to be able to access well information and share it between each other for public health, geologic studies, environmental protection, well management. I didn't list here private consultants, people who use, anybody who uses well data, and especially well owners, let's not forget them. They have financial liability for the wells. They have to know when it's been properly sealed, for example. How are the numbers used? To preserve information, to share information, to associate information that's come from different users so that it can be leveraged. And what's the problem with the definition that one well gets one unique number? It's essentially a concurrency issue at the same, within the same set of time frames. Two different people or two different places or something can assign unique well numbers to the same well, and they would then would get two numbers. Here's an example. Here's a well that's actually got four different numbers assigned to it, and I'm including the H number at the end as being a unique well number. It's not always recognized by everybody as being a unique well number, but it is a unique number. It's assigned once. It's only, I mean, the number is used only once, and it fits the definition of that I have there, that one well gets many unique numbers. And that's actually the definition that I'm proposing we should adopt. But what do we do right now when this happens? We say, get out a hammer, and we try to pound that set of data back into our model. You saw all of those numbers, and all of the data that associates with them is kind of demoted. It still exists, but it's hard to associate anymore because we don't recognize those numbers, and the numbers is how we associate things. Like I said, my proposal is we accept the reality as being what the model should be that we use. With that model, you can guarantee that unique numbers stay viable. Paper records, electronic records that use the demoted numbers are not orphaned, they're not lost, they stay viable. So this is all kind of theoretical, and I'm claiming it works, and I'm claiming it's a good idea, but I want to try to give a concrete example, which I don't have much time for, obviously, but we consider a study that recently happened in Dakota County, where I work. We sampled a bunch of wells. We wanted to share the data. It was a cooperative study. We wanted to share the data. We wanted to preserve it, so we wanted to put unique numbers on every well. Within our budget, we were able to identify the vast majority of them, but there were a bunch that we weren't sure of the identities, or for some other reason, we decided, let's assign them new unique numbers. Did we make errors? So very briefly, three kinds of errors we could make. Assuming that the data actually came from well A, we might have misidentified it as B. Then we would be commingling the data, and that would be the worst error that we could make. It would be hard to recover from. Or we could fail to recognize it as anything and just call it well C, make up a new number. Or we could do nothing. If we did nothing, then we can't share the data like we wanted. Of these, I would say that with the new definition that I'm proposing, error number two, assigning it a unique number, a new number, when it might already have one, is not such a bad thing anymore. Not a great thing, but not so bad. And so that would be a benefit. And in conclusion, I propose this. The devil's in the details, of course.